Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to meet somebody I think you'll find very interesting. He lives in Missouri and he works with antique tractors. But before we get there, let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in the Zimcom new media world. And we'll start out with the fact that this week, Cindy and I get back on the agriblogging highway. I'm going to be in Atlanta, Georgia for the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, working with the National Association of Corn Growers. And then following that, I'm going to have a chance to see the new John Deere Gator utility vehicles. We're going to have a product unveiling for the media that will take place in South Carolina, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And of course, you can follow along with all of this on agwired.com. While I am there, Cindy will be on location herself. She starts out with a BASF sustainability symposium that will be taking place in Chicago, and from there she's going to head to World Pork Expo. Being joined there by Joanna Schrader and our John Davis, who you can frequently find and see writing on agwired.com too. So we're going to have a lot of fresh content being posted this week, photos, interviews from all of these events, and I hope you take time to visit and see what's going on out in the world of agribusiness. Well, the program this week is actually coming to you from Georgia. I am visiting with my brother and his family, and we started off at the Shady Dale Rodeo. And I don't know if you're a rodeo fan, but this was a good one. I've been to a lot of rodeos, an outdoor evening rodeo in, it was sunny Georgia, and I'll tell you what, it's heated up. We are definitely in summertime here. But the rodeo was great. You can find a couple of photos that I'm going to put on AgWired from there. But that was just an opportunity to spend some time with family and friends and relax a little bit before all this agri-blogging stuff takes place this week. So let's get to this week's program. I had an opportunity to visit with a man by the name of Michael Hinton. He has started the Antique Tractor Show, and you can learn all about it, of course, on the internet, because he's got a website, theantiquetractorshow.com. Michael has a passion, which you will hear in his voice, for antique tractors, and to help bring together a resource on the internet where people can find information and communicate with each other. He's been working on this quite a bit, and I think it's going to develop, and we'll keep an eye on him and see how this thing goes. Michael, why don't you first of all tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living?
Sure. Again, my name is Michael Hinton. I work and reside in West Plains, Missouri, which is the south central part of the state, approximately 20 miles from the Arkansas state line. During the day, my profession is a global sales and marketing manager for a manufacturing company here in West Plains. And during the evenings and on the weekends, my hobby is, of course, my tractors and my website. So that's where I, as my enjoyment and as my passion, I've developed here recently my own tractor website and for enthusiasts and collectors, and have kind of embarked on this.
Well, theantiquetractorshow.com, we'll say it right up front. That's the website we're talking
Absolutely,
about.
Absolutely, thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what you know what this is and what people will find there, and about your passion for antique tractors.
Sure, I'll give you a little bit of background. My father-in-law, who lives in central Kansas, actually really sparked my enthusiasm and interest in collecting antique farm tractors. He has a collection, we'll just say multiple antique tractors, and being in Missouri, I had the same passion and wanted to get into collecting antique tractors, And the two of us actually went about collecting a totally different ways. My father-in-law collected his tractors and still does by going to farm auctions and traveling around and farm shows. And I took a different direction. I went to the internet looking for specific make and model and year of tractor, and then trying to research and find exactly what I was looking for in that tractor. And what I stumbled upon in that process was I was having to go to multiple websites, finding a little bit of information here, a little bit of information there, not finding one complete website that could help me in my search for my tractor, for information, for history, for make and model. And it sparked, again, back to the passion for what I have for this hobby, but also it sparked the need that I felt didn't exist on the website. And again, there are plenty of wonderful antique tractor collector websites on the web, but I couldn't find one that had everything I was looking for. So I thought, well, why not put something together like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I noticed in looking at the website that one of the things that you are either doing or working on are a series of web-based shows on this topic?
I am. That's all development that's still to come. And really, this the website has been so very well received, and it's taken off quicker than I thought it would. I first started developing this back in February, and here we are now in June, and it's taken off.
Yeah.
And which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And yes, so the web-based shows are still to come, and those are still in development. But I'm having a lot of fun with it. And I guess the other thing I wanted to add, in developing this site, my family and I very much enjoy the community in which we live and reside and work. And we really wanted this is a family website. All my wife and daughter have all had input in developing this website. We really wanted to give something back to our community as well. And you'll see references to that on my website about visiting West Plains. We're very proud of the community in which we live. And so really I was trying to combine a lot of different elements. One, my passion for antique tractor collecting. Two, the one-stop resource place where individuals, collectors, enthusiasts can find information. And three, have individuals visiting the site see what West Plains is and what West Plains is all about.
Well, I see that on your website you also have a blog that you started. And some interesting information on there. We'll get to the newest announcement, but one that I note that caught my eye was having an antique tractor preservation day in Missouri. How'd that come about?
Correct. I actually wrote a letter to Governor Jay Nixon here. Oh, it's been probably over a month ago now, because that's something that I felt strongly about, and I didn't see where there had been such a day. I looked all over the internet looking to see if other states had done something like that, excuse me, and didn't find anything. And so one weekend I drafted a letter to the governor and proposed that a proclamation be written and then a day. Antique tractor collecting here in Missouri and throughout the United States, for that matter, I see as a growing hobby trend, and really felt that it deserves some recognition. And so I submitted a letter to the governor's office, and here not too long ago I received a proclamation back from the governor and announcing September 23rd is Antique Tractor Preservation Day. Here about a week ago we had the mayor and our director of tourism here for West Plains out to our home, and had a nice photo shoot with my tractors and the proclamation to also once again share with the community the developments that are taking place with the website.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's looks like you've got some real momentum going, and the new announcement I was referring to is, I guess, kind of a collaboration that you've got with another individual who's got AntiqueTractorsForum.com.
That's correct. Fraser Daly and I have collaborated. Fraser has the AntiqueTractorsForum.com. He and I have collaborated. That was the one element on the website, again, going back to my early premise of developing this website, a place where everyone could go and find and helpful information that they're looking for. And a forum just is the perfect fit for that. And Fraser Daly and I began a dialogue and both feel that it's a wonderful collaboration. It's a great thing for our industry where we both can provide the information to collectors, enthusiasts, and everybody wins. Everybody, it's a collective atmosphere and arena to where everyone can gather and learn about antique tractor collecting and get the questions to answers to their questions that they may have right there online.
Well, it sounds like you've really got a passion for this, and that's what I think drives success in what I think you're trying to do here. And being persistent, as it looks like you are already in putting this together, it'll be interesting to see how that develops. Do you have plans beyond the website itself? How about, I know you've got an events listing, for example. Do you have plans to get out and promote at certain events taking place around the country?
I do. My family and I are looking at tractor show schedules right now. That's our next plan, is to go out to several of the shows, many of the shows, and have a booth or a table set up and again, encourage people to visit the AntiqueTractorShow.com as well as AntiqueTractorForum.com and really see what we're all about.
Well, we'll definitely point people your way, let's put it that way. Anything else about just this whole idea of antique tractors? I mean, how would you describe the type of people and a number of people out there that are really interested in this? I mean, give us some perspective here of anything you can.
I really see it as a growing industry and market, and one that is looking for information both online and at shows. Again, I'm taking back from my own personal experience. That's where I see the benefit of the website, in that there's an awful lot of information out there, but one has to go on and look for it. And that's really what I'm trying to do, is bring together a collaboration within the industry to where there's a common site, and that collectors and enthusiasts can gather and easily find the information they're looking for, and or resources to go find the information they're looking for. I have an extensive links listing on my website. I don't have all the information, mm-hmm. but there's many, many out there that do, many other sites and companies and suppliers. And that's really what I was trying to do with the links page, is really, that was the other thing in my own search, that I was literally doing Google search upon Google search trying to find the information I needed. And I thought, you know, how could it be more helpful to collectors and enthusiasts out there to find that information? So that's where the links listing came into play, and really trying to sort that. And I continue to modify that links listing and trying to make it more categorized, to make it simple and easy as a reference tool for those looking for parts suppliers, for collector sites, for publications, for news shows, making it very easy for them, again, to find the information they're looking for, to help them make their decision on what to collect and how to collect and go from there.
Well, you're going about it the right way, I think, and I will also make sure we link to you on Facebook, which, by the way, I now like you.
Great, thank
so,
you.
I think it's going to be very interesting. We'd like to stay in touch. Anything else that you'd like people to know about antique tractors or what you're trying to do that we haven't touched on?
It's a wonderful hobby. I'm just having a whole lot of fun with the website, and it continues to develop and expand. I continue to look at new things that we can do, and as you mentioned before, the episodes that I have planning are still to come. But really, just have a look at our website and the partner websites that have joined me on the AntiqueTractorShow.com. And if you're at all interested in antique tractor collecting, I encourage you to visit the site and see all the information that we have out there and the information that's still to come. And feel free to email us or call us if there's any questions we can help answer, and or your suggestions on things that we can add to the website that would make it, again, easier for them to find the information they're looking for.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. That's Michael Hinton. He's the founder of the Antique Tractor Show at .com, and also is, I guess, collaborating now with Fraser Daly, AntiqueTractorsForum.com. So between them, I think you've got a pretty good collaboration going there on this topic, which, boy, I'll bet you there are a lot of people around the country interested in. So
there are, and I guess just to close or add a few more, we continue to receive comments literally from around the world. I've gotten emails from England, overseas, from across the United States, and the response has just been wonderful that we've received to the website. And like I say, it is a growing industry, and I enjoy the collectors out there, and the enthusiasts are just all wonderful people, and we're having a lot of fun with them.
Great. Wonderful. Well, I, again, appreciate your time, Michael, and we will stay in touch and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
So that's the Zimcast for this week, and I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley by Trinity Lane, and it's about rodeo. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Here just to hear you cheer, then later in the tavern so we can drink some beer. Rodeo has got my heart and soul. Everybody knows that I never let it go. I wish that you could see just how much this rodeo means to me. Keep me on the go. That's the way of life when you live the rodeo. Rodeo has got my heart and soul. Everybody knows that I'll never let it go. I wish that you could see just how much this rodeo means to me. Here we go now. One more time. Rodeo.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.